This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a pain-free Friday for us. Dolan on minutes on the mahogany. Waxing it out the bad. See the broken hand. The bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors. Bad taste. Bad life. Bad dude. Bad breath. Bad attention. Bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. People dress in plastic bags, ready to drive back, some kind of fashion shake it up. Should do about home, my friend, to come around, fight to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, the town's a tatter. My brain's been splattered all over Manhattan. Shake it up, should do bad. Are you with us tonight from New York? Oh, they love old Clash. We want to hear from you. Are you with us? All right, 855-212-4CBS-4227 to get on. I'm Pharrell. Mafia's here, along with Chris Thomas, in for Carver High, who's off gallivanting. Wizards 96-76. That's what I'm getting here. Does that game have that much time left on it? Anyway, a minute and a half left in the third, and they're kicking their ass in D.C. That's what's up. After Toronto did the same thing to them up north of the border, we are the north. Apparently, you're not the south. So the Bucks lead 23-12 over the Celtics in the first, and the Pacers with an incredible rally from 17 down to beat the Cavs by two. They were laying 1.5. I hit that game. Both ways, Pacers to win and lay in the 1.5. So we're going to watch these games here. I got my eyes on the Bucks Celtics, and we'll watch the end of that Wizards game, see if they can hold on. Hockey, the Flyers came up huge tonight in Pittsburgh with a 4-2 win over the Penguins. They'll play game 6 on Sunday in Philadelphia, no matter what. And then, if necessary, Game 7 would be Tuesday in Pittsburgh, where the Flyers seem to win all their games, and the Penguins can't win. It's unbelievable to me that they mess around with this team. It really is. I mean, like, what are they doing? You know, you're going to lose a game, in my opinion, every single time. I'll be brief. When you give up a shorthanded goal in a playoff game, you're on a power play, and you let the other team score. I mean, that's it. End of night. Game over. Because it was 2-1 after the Gensel goal. Then you give up the shorthander to tie it up 2-2 before the end of the second, and you're just bound to lose. It's just automatic. The Jets 5-0 over the Wild. That series is over. The Farrellipeg Jets have moved on and eliminated the Minnesota Wild 4-1. They slaughtered them. Avs and Predators underway. 8 minutes left in the first. No score in Smashville. And then baseball. Everything's happening. Tons of games. Mets and Braves are tied. Bottom 8 at 3s in Atlanta. Yankees trail in the Bronx. 8-5 over the Blue Jays. Gio Stanton with a home run tonight to quiet the boos a little bit with a pair of RBIs and a run scored. But they're losing. Twins in the ninth up 7-6 on the Rays. Seattle and Texas are 1-1 in the sixth in Arlington. Astros lead in Chicago 5-0 over the White Sox in the sixth. Brewers 6-0 over the Marlins. Bottom 5 in Brewtown. Cards 4-1 over the Reds. Bottom 5 there. Cubs and Rockies are tied in the fifth in Rado at 3s. Padres and D-backs in the second. Scoreless Red Sox A's underway. First, no score in Oakland at the Coliseum. Giants and Angels in Anaheim in the first. scoreless, and the Tigers Royals losing in 10 at Detroit 3-2. That was the first game of the doubleheader. Second game, Royals win it 3-2. Phillies 2-1 over the Pirates. Orioles 3-1 over the Indians in Baltimore. And then starting momentarily any minute at Chavez Ravine at Dodgers Stadium. Hi, friends. Vin Scully in beautiful Dodgers Stadium. Nats and Dodgers. How about that one tonight? Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw. If it were only October. You know what I mean? It's like, that's a playoff matchup right there. And then when they meet in on National Smoke Day, it's just not got the same flavor, does it, Mavi? I mean, honestly, do you think most people are snapping tubes right now or watching Scherzer Kershaw? It's 420 celebration, son.
Why can't it be both? Especially out in California where it's legal, right? Snap some tubes, grab a Dodger dog, watch the game.
Snap right at the Dodger game. You think they allow it at the Dodger game in the stadium? It's
probably
legal
not.
In California now, but I don't think it's legal at Dodger Stadium.
No, I
isn't
think
that
it's
like where Mickey Mouse lives?
It's like regular smoking where it's not illegal in public areas, I'm thinking.
Mickey Mouse doesn't live in Disneyland. He lives at Dodger Stadium. Hi, friends. Vin Scully along with Mickey Mouse at Chavez Ravine on a beautiful Friday night. Max Scherzer, dominant pitcher hitting the hill for the Nats tonight. I used to sit in my car in traffic in L.A. for hours at a time and listen to Vin Scully call Dodger games. I mean, it was better than relations. And not much is better than relations. But relations can be overrated. It depends on what kind of relations you're having.
It's like pizza. Even the bad one's good.
I don't even know what that means. Rick Harrow is coming up this hour, our sports and legal insider. He's at the Wizards game tonight getting hammered on 420. Also, later, Tony Jones covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake Shakers Tribune. We're going to talk Jazz Thunder as that series is headed to Salt Lake City. Beautiful Salt Lake. Good evening, Salt Lake. Indy comes back from 17 down at the half to take a 2-1 lead over the Cavs while the Wizards and Bucks are trying to use home court to get back into their series tonight. The Jets finish off the Wild. Penguins lose. They got to go to Philly now, up 3-2 in that series. Nashville trying to close out against the Avs tonight in Smashville at the Bridgestone. Steph Curry will start practicing lightly with the Warriors this weekend, and his knee will be reevaluated next week. The Colts say trading out of the number 6 pick shows that they have complete faith in Andrew Luck coming back after his shoulder issues. Do you really believe that he'll be back at a high level? The next coaching search expands as they'll also interview Spurs assistant James Borrego, household name there, and Hawks coach Mike Budenholzer. Someone explain to me, why is Mike Budenholzer interviewing for every job in the NBA now? Phoenix, the Knicks. What is going on? Is he miserable in Atlanta or something? What is the deal with this guy? Like, have you ever seen anything like it? A guy's got a job and he's out interviewing with all these other jobs? He must really hate his job with the Hawks. Seriously.
He really, really hate it because he's interviewing for the Phoenix Suns, which he, you know, pulled his name out of, and the New York Knicks. Like, are they really in a better position than the Atlanta Hawks?
Well, the Knicks are because you'd make a lot of money. The Knicks are worth way more money than the Atlanta Hawks. That job's worth more money than the Atlanta Hawks. I don't agree with Phoenix, but any way you slice it, the Knicks are the most profitable franchise in the NBA, and you can take Dolan to the cleaners. Whoever coaches the Knicks making a lot of money. You make more money than Atlanta.
You do, but that team's been a joke for 15 years.
If they hire him, of all people, over Mark Jackson, right? Like, just even just that alone will cause protests outside the Garden. Don't you agree?
I do.
If they hire another white boy to coach that team that has nothing to do with the Knicks, it will be on. There will be protests in front of that Garden again, and we got plenty of them. You got the old Isaiah protests on the machine. Do you remember where that is? Mavi's like, listen, the 360 got broke. We lost a lot of files.
No, those files just weren't very friendly here.
Those files are gone. They've been erased. The middle of the night by a woman with gloves on. She was wearing elastic gloves, and she had KY jelly in her back pocket. I don't know what that means, but I saw her at the elevator, and I just kept moving. I just faced her the whole time. I refused to show her my backside. She kept yelling something about Budenholzer, and I was like, what does that mean? I thought she was talking about my Budenholzer. Shaggy! It's the best time of the year on PharrellOnABench.com, unless you bet on the Penguins tonight. Mafia, you have to admit, though, I've been hitting everything all week, so I don't want to hear it.
It's been a huge week for you.
Thank you. Hockey and NBA playoff picks every night. They usually cash. Hey, I hit the Jets and laid the goal and a half. Baseball snags every day that make people money. Hide it from your wife. PharrellOnABench.com, a perfect place to hide money from your wife.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
It's 420. People do stupid things. I just made a cup of Joe in the kitchen, and I was watching the Bucks game, and I forgot to put the cup under the coffee maker, so it just poured hot coffee everywhere, all over the kitchen. So,
and you do that at home all the time.
I do it at home too. That's what happens when you snap too many tubes. You start forgetting to put the coffee cup down where the coffee maker is, and then it just cascades everywhere. I caught my dog one day chugging hot, scalding coffee off of the counter as it was rolling down into his mouth. But he did say to me after that that he preferred Belvedere, which I thought was interesting, that my dog preferred whiskey. A little bit concerned about that. It runs in the family. A lot of drinking, gambling, drugs, hookers, stealing, gasoline, fires, swashbucklers, shenanigans. It's all happening.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free 855-212-4227 line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Hey, Saluzala. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Andrew in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you going to play something about shenanigans and not play the Super Troopers clip the day Super Troopers 2 comes out on 420? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, did that come out today?
It came out today.
I think he just did play the clip, and that makes you an idiot, which is awesome.
That wasn't the one from Super Troopers, original.
Yeah, it is, dumbass.
Wait, was it really?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I just want to talk about the Bruins and just some NHL playoff hockey. You know, we talked hockey a couple times, me and you, and I completely respect your Pittsburgh Penguins, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions.
Right.
But I'm a Bruins fan, and I think the Bruins are an absolute wagon. And them winning game four without Patrice Bergeron, with Riley Nash sliding up to the one center spot, the fact they can win that game without Bergeron, who, in my opinion, is the best two-way forward that's ever played the game.
Slow down.
It's one of those things that you see, and this team can win in a ton of different ways. And even thinking of the Penguins, I think the Bruins are the team to beat. I think they're the deepest team in the league.
The deepest team in the league is the Bruins?
Yes, I think so.
All right. So, you know, first of all, the whole thing got me sidetracked when you said that Patrice Bergeron was the greatest two-way player in the history of the NHL.
Four Selke trophies tied with Beliveau of the Canadiens, and he's going to win another one this year. So
the greatest player that's ever played the game.
No, just the greatest defensive forward combined with an offensive forward that'll give you 65, 70 points a year.
Right. So you're saying they're deeper than the team that just won two straight Stanley Cups.
Maybe not.
I'm just trying to get this straight because I think they're good too, but you're like putting them way ahead of the cart ahead of the horse for me.
I think when they're healthy, they're the deepest team in the league.
I think they've been really good this year at everything, and I think that they're in a position, and I've said this a number of times, to win that series. That'll happen. They're going to win that series. And I think they're bigger, badder, meaner, and faster, and more physical, and more violent, and more willing to go into the corners and along the walls and get into some dirty battles than Toronto is. I think they'll win that series. You know, crowning them on April 20th is a little naive for me. I just, like, I can't even get over... you know, tonight, like Pittsburgh losing that game, you're up 2-1, you give up a shorthanded goal, you lose the game. Of course you lose the game. You, when they gave up that shorty, I was in the car with Mafia. What did I say to you? They gave up a shorty, they're going to lose the game.
That's exactly what you said.
So they lost the game. So I'm worried about that, and I'm worried about, you know, really, I'm just, this is me, one at a time, because you got to play for, you know, 2.5 months if you want to win it. And I get it. You love your team, and you've already given him the Stanley Cup. I mean, is that pretty much what he wanted me to say? Is that, I think that's what he wanted, right? Just that they won it already, Boston. It's a done deal in the back. This is the same crap I deal with every night, that you guys have everything done already. Everything's done in a bag. Last night I said that the Red Sox were going to go 160-2. Okay, that wasn't good enough for you. Celtics are going to win the title. They're going to win every game starting tonight, moving forward for the entire NBA playoffs. And the Bruins will never lose a game again in their history. Is there any other teams that I'm missing? Patriots are going to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl. That's done, in the bag, already done. The game in Pittsburgh that they play in December, the Patriots are going to win by 40. Mafia, oh, and there'll be no more snow in Boston ever again. From now on, from this day forward, it'll be 70 degrees and clear every day for the rest of humanity.
Boston College going to win the Frozen Four from here on out?
I mean, Boston College going to win the NCAA football championship. They're going to play in 7 straight title games.
Now.
No. Northeastern's going to win the college hockey championship out of nowhere. I got to give some credit to some of the smaller people around Boston, not just the heavies. Does that make everyone happy, Mafia? Brandon in Pennsylvania.
Holy crap. Thank God we got rid of that horrible caller. Jesus. Come on. What are you doing?
I don't think he's horrible. I think.
Well, he's pretty cool.
No, I don't think he's horrible. I think he smoked a lot of reefer today.
Yeah. Well, can I get a blue moon and a girl with daddy issues while we're at it, please?
Wait a minute. That can't be good. Then again, yeah, you're still on. Then it made me think for a minute that I was like, was that bad? I'm like, not really.
I think you can put that on there. I think we're good.
Thanks.
I want to ask you, I've been a long time
lawyer.
Flyers fan. Flyers fan. They suck. Flyers always suck. They always have two crappy goalies that they alternate. I'm surprised they won tonight. Is there any chance they could win Game 6? And the other question is, do you honestly think the Sixers can make the finals and maybe even win the championship, or is that
what I just want to say this, that your boy Pierre McGuire tonight, I was listening to him, and I got nothing against Pierre, but Pierre needs to stop talking so much. Okay, here's what he said in the middle of the game, literally when Gensel scored the goal, right? Go watch. He said that Neuwirth was tired and he was in big trouble. He was tired, and he wasn't going to, like, make it the rest of the night. He was, like, he said on the first goal, he was slow getting across the crease. On the second goal, it was between the legs. He's in big trouble. He's tired. They may want to get him out of there. And then he ended up winning the game. Never gave up another goal the rest of the way. You know, these guys, they just talk so much that they listen to themselves, and they just believe everything that comes out of their mouth. Here's the deal. I'm watching a game. I went, oh, my God, they just gave up a shorty. It's game over. Game over. You don't give up shorthanded goals in Stanley Cup playoff games and win. There you go. Do I think – did this guy just ask me if the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup? No, they're going to
– Sixers.
Oh, the Sixers? But because he doesn't believe the Flyers will get it done because they don't have goaltending? You're right about that. Thank you. I'm rooting for the Sixers because I think Joel Embiid's a badass, and I like watching Simmons play too. And I'm a huge Bellinelli fan. I'll also say, you know, not that I know anything, I still believe Pittsburgh will win that series on the ice with the Flyers. I mean, in the two games in Philly, didn't they score 10 goals, the Penguins? And then tonight, it's unbelievable to me that they can't win on their home ice. That, to me, is a real problem. That, to me, is starting to make me wonder if they can do it again, because I respect them more than you know. Five Stanley Cups later, back-to-back twice, I give them all the credit in the world. But to me, you just kind of, I mean, how many home games are you going to lose? It's the first series, for Christ's sakes, and they're losing every home game they play. Am I wrong? They won the first game. They've lost the last two, right? I mean, win a game on your home ice, for Christ's sakes. I mean, punch someone in the mouth and stick it in the goal and win. What's the problem? You got to win all your games on a road. What are you afraid of your local media and fans? Christ, they play like crap at home. You can't win the Stanley Cup if you can't win it on your home ice. You're not going to win all your road games. I can guarantee you that.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, 855-212-4227 on a pain-free Friday. Rick Haro's in D.C. at the Verizon. He was at the Wizards game tonight with the Raptors, and the Wizards are up 19 points right now with a minute and a half left. It was all Wizards tonight, Rick.
All Beal, all Wall. By the way, I said that a few times today, too. Capital One Arena, not the Verizon Center anymore. It's amazing. That naming change stuck up on us. I asked where Verizon Center was, and cab driver said, I don't know.
So when did they change the name of the stadium?
Last year. So it's Capital One Center. All the signage is off.
So it's so like, what's in your wallet?
Yeah, right. And the Verizon Arena signs are like relegated to like the airport sign in my garage. You know where that came from.
Yeah, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know nothing.
Nothing. So let me ask you, so do you think that they'll win again this weekend and even up that series? Because I think Toronto's a much better basketball team overall than the Wizards.
I was talking about that with my buddy who went to the game with me and from JLL, and we were talking about how guard play is really important. So I think DeRozan and Lowry are you know, if they play better, the big guys, both teams need a big guy. They need one more big guy. So Wall and Beal just played really well today. So I'm not sure if they can win number four. But remember, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs are, I mean, the Toronto Raptors are kind of like the cursed Capitals of basketball. If you get them down, you know, 2-0, you come down 2-2, who knows what's going to happen. So I think probably Toronto wins Sunday, but not absolutely sure.
So did you see Austin Matthews has the NHL's best-selling jersey for the season over Sid Crosby and Connor McDavid? Marc-Andre Fleury, the hot Vegas goalie right now, was fourth. And then King Lundqvist, the Rangers' fifth for some strange reason, even though he looks like he's finished. What do you think of the young kid in Toronto topping the jersey sales?
Well, how about the young kid from Scottsdale, Arizona? You know, the interesting thing is, nobody knows that the kid went to high school in Scottsdale. So this is an amazing kid. And we're talking to Steve Patterson, who runs the Coyotes, and talking about what you really need to kind of kickstart that team. And, you know, you're not going to trade for Matthews because the Maple Leafs aren't going to give him up. But it would be interesting to have him do some off-ice promotion in the winter/summer in Arizona, since the kid's from Arizona. It's kind of hard to believe he is.
All right, Rick, let me ask you about what that Vegas Knights team, if they were to win the Stanley Cup, how devastating that would be for the sports books in Nevada. When I was out there, we were talking about it when I was doing shows live in Vegas, that they get a lot of people betting on that team more than any other team in the league. They bet on the Vegas Golden Knights, and then they sit at that arena in the middle of games, and they bet on them. In-game betting, which they do on their mobile phone apps, which is legal in Nevada. So they're actually losing money hand over fist over that hockey team because they're constantly winning and people are betting on them.
17% of the overall action in Vegas. And so the irony is, right, the better the Knights do, the worse the gambling industry does. Remember, the NHL championship odds beginning of the season, 500-1. So who knows if they're going to win, but the odds are certainly better than 500-1 now. And so the $12 billion of legal gambling taken in Vegas, a lot of it goes to the Knights. And said one bookmaker likened the loss to a bad NFL Sunday. I think it's more than a bad NFL Sunday. But I think probably the mayor and the civic guys would trade the loss of some book revenues for a successful Knights team anytime.
So a lot of teams, it looks like the Capitals, the Penguins, are involved with this EverFi education technology. What's that about?
Yeah, big deal. They're a digital education company. Ovechkin has his 1,000th NFL game, NHL game. And so the company offered to provide middle and high school students no charge studies, classes on citizenship, entrepreneurship, health, and the like. Ovechkin is kind of the sponsor of that in Pennsylvania. The state attorney general is in a deal with EverFi to deal with opioid prevention education. So this is a company that uses corporate dollars to get into schools and teach the kids certain things, summer slugger program in baseball. They do a really, really good job, and especially in hockey.
So the NBA regular season wrapped up. Now they're in the playoffs. The league concluded with some of the best viewership numbers in years. So on the men's side, it's huge. The WNBA, on the other hand, is not. And Adam Silver said one of the main problems is that young girls and women between the ages of 21 and 34 don't watch. And but they actually have old men, like higher aged men, like in that 45 to 55 range, who actually like watching fundamental basketball and watch the WNBA. Are you surprised that young girls and women don't watch it at all, but men are watching?
No, I'm surprised that young girls don't watch WNBA, but do watch NBA. It's not fundamental basketball. It is fundamental basketball to watch the WNBA. The most important thing to remember is if you are a male 50, you know, 45, 60, that's the sweet spot, as we know, of people who buy stuff, not just watch stuff, but buy stuff. So if I'm an NBA business person and I know that the right demographic is watching, I guess I'm kind of a little upset that the young women aren't watching, but I'll get over it because I know the guys are watching. They're the ones that buy.
So the Saturday night games are up 15% and Sunday afternoon games also up, averaging huge numbers. They have to be very pleased with the NBA. Colin Kaepernick is back in the news. Like, we all know what the deal is that he declined to say that he would stop protesting or kneeling, so they didn't do a deal with him, basically.
Yeah, and you know why I think there are many people that understand now that in the workplace, you can pretty much define what you want the rules to be. And so if you let the guy protest on his own, no problem with that. First Amendment, everybody likes it. But if people say that he's going to be a distraction and you get him to explain what his philosophy during game is going to be and it's not what the coaches want, then I guess teams are in their right not to sign him. And if he was good enough where they couldn't afford to be without him, they would sign him. All this stuff about collusion, I think, is a bunch of crap, by the way. And I'm not sure if he's ever going to play again. But the fact that he says he's, you know, may or may not protest during games, that doesn't help. He's a real opinion leader. Everybody ought to love what he did. $90 million from the NFL for charities. Great, great, great. But who knows if he's ever going to play again.
So FedEx left, or they've taken over the sponsorship of the WGC event at Akron at Firestone on the PGA Tour, and it's moving to Memphis. What a loss for Akron.
Well, what a loss for Tiger Woods, because remember, he would win that tournament every year in Akron. And it was one of those 2 weeks. I loved that 2 weeks. You go to the Hall of Fame game, then you go to that WGC. So Memphis, Akron's loss is Memphis's gain. Replacing the event with a senior event at Firestone from 19 to 22, but it's not the same.
They're changing the U.S. Open. They're going to use a 25-second serve clock. They're going to speed up serving now.
Yeah, but, you know, violators fine $20,000. Chris Widmeyer, good friend, he's a VP of corporate communications. I'm not sure anybody has the guts to say if Serena Williams takes 21 seconds, they're going to fine her $20,000. It's kind of like the pitch clock in baseball. I think it's going to be one of those things that you like the idea of it happening, but it's never going to be enforced.
Let's jump up to 10. Baseball making progress toward racial equality with its players. Opening day rosters this year have the highest percentage of black players since 2012. That's finally some bright news because we're always talking about how the blacks aren't playing baseball.
Yeah. The RBI program, by the way, Compton, California, started in 2006. and Aaron Hicks, Yankees, Oakland A's, Chris Davis, good example. 750 players active on March 29, the opening day, were involved in the academies that they started. So baseball's done a really good job of creating some excitement at the ground grassroots level, African-American otherwise, 8.4% increase, so it's showing.
Monster Energy has renewed its deal with NASCAR, the Cup Series, for another year of sponsorship. That's big.
Initial deal, $40 bucks over 2 years. Steve Phelps, the COO, is not telling us what it is.
The Grizzlies owner, Bob Parra, is going to keep his controlling interest in the club.
Yeah, he's got two limited partners that he bought out 14% stake. So I have one guy Kaplan, one guy Strauss. And he is quiet. Nobody knows him. But what he did was create value that now says the team may be worth between $1.3 and $1.4 billion. Large sum of money for a small market with a team that hadn't done a whole lot. But that's the nature of the deal, to try to up your value and up your stake, and that's exactly what they did.
Tech Top 5 Arena Football League partners with DraftKings and Facebook. I guess that's good considering baseball and the NBA are pulling out.
Yeah, you know what? DraftKings, FanDuel, all of those guys, who knows what's actually going to happen with that. And they're looking to deal with niche sports, arena football. One of those sports, you have to deal with fantasy. Both of those companies thought they would merge. They're not doing it now.
What is this Fan Control Football League partnering with Twitch TV?
Twitch TV is a new service like Snapchat, Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter and all of that. And this fan league allows you to make management decisions. So it's an interactive kind of thing where you actually follow the deal, you make some decisions, you become a coach, you probably get fired like a coach too. And so they're trying all of this interactive stuff. I'm not sure it really works, but we'll see.
Under a minute, power of Sports 5, Nick Saban biting lemons for a cause.
I love this one because nobody knew he had a sense of humor, and he does. And so there's a 12-year-old girl Aubrey Nicholas, 11-year-old girl diagnosed with an operable brain tumor. And Nick Saban bit into a lemon on a video to spread awareness of his disease. It's not a great disease, but, you know, he has this sourpuss lemon face challenge. He's raising a lot of money. He has a great sense of humor. He talks about how the girl's in his thoughts and prayers. It's good to know there is a philanthropic and kind side to Nick Saban.
And Alabama and Notre Dame are going to play football back-to-back years, 10 years from now, and they already know the dates of the games. Rick, have a great weekend and a safe trip back from D.C. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always.
Let's you and I hope we're around 10 years from now. How about that?
You know, that's something to think about right there. I believe you. There you go. Coming up in the second hour, Tony Jones on the bench.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.